It is time for a pork duel! That is right, pork duel of Davin's Den. We are not tired, we are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. There is no reason to leave. Sit down, kick back, take off your shoes. Phew, phew. Okay, okay, put shoes back on, they stink. Okay, so what was I saying? Oh yes, stick around for extra because we are here at Davin's Den for part two.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den on your local affiliate or replay. The number to call, again, if you want to, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. If you are listening live, of course, you can go to davinsden.com and go to the Den Pen, which is our chat room, and click on Listen and Chat Live, and you guys can do that. That's really the only chat room we are checking out. We know our affiliates have other ones, and they are awesome, but we just can't check them all. On the break, you guys were listening to Colonel Abrams. That last song you were listening to was the title track, Make a Difference, and you should, because I see it all over your face, because I put it there. let's see.
What?
In the first half of the show, we were talking about various growths on Pip Helix's head. We were talking about sickness protocol. We were talking about band pictures.
Yes.
And we were talking about awful situation comics we were put in. And now we will talk about more awful things.
Yes.
We will talk about awful situations that scammers might put you in. So, of course, we will start with our Scam Buster segment. And, of course, we should re-edit this so there's not so much lead time.
I know.
If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you going to call? Scam Buster!
And again, that number is 845-986-8804.
I just played what you wrote to. I just did what you told me.
Did I write the lyrics of that?
You wrote the lyrics. You gave me the music. I just did what you. I did what the nice man told me.
We should,
nice man.
Exactly. No, yeah. We've been talking about it. I really should put together, like, Joe's medley and play him. Because that's a long song. There's some good lyrics in there, because I wrote them. We should put that together. All right, so there's a new scam, which is on Facebook. This takes place in Scotland. It's a Facebook scam. And it's a warning to deaf people about an advanced free fraud specifically geared to them. Geared toward the deaf.
Isn't this incredible?
So lonely is not enough.
No.
Now if you're deaf, the scammers want to talk to you.
This is great.
I don't think great is the word.
I was being sarcastic.
Well, scammers don't understand that.
I know.
Which makes me delighted. So the scam starts with a message from a hacked Facebook account claiming that an allowance is being given by the government and Deaf Commission Act and Hearing Loss, which is the Royal National Institute of Deaf.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Read that again. The Deaf Commission Loss.
Commission Act on Hearing Loss.
Oh.
And it's
I guess it could be a real thing. It's from Scotland. I don't know.
Yeah, and and somebody's trying to hook the deaf.
Have another drink. Of course, the modus operandi? What's the word?
Modus operandi.
Operandi.
You know, of course, and we've seen this with a lot of things. You're a winner, aren't you? So they tell the victim that they've won 120,000
pounds.
Drachma.
And a yak.
Name later.
They've won it up front, again, through a money transfer. But, of course, there's fees that add money transfer. So, of course, there's fees.
You have to pay.
Exactly. So, of course, the fraudsters come up with excuses about why they need more money. This is pretty standard from the lottery scams, mm-hmm. and I need you to hold this money for me type scams.
Also with Facebook, there's one scam that came up as a friend thing. Say it's a friend request. You go on your personal messages on Facebook, and there's one on there saying, "Hey, you want a laptop and this, that, and the other thing?" And I'm like, "This is bull," but I can't get it off my damn screen.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw
and
that.
I'm trying to find, and there's trying to click something on the Facebook page to go, look, can you get these guys off my page chase them?
No. Usually they come through as something from a friend of yours.
Right. Yeah,
because they've gotten the virus.
Unfortunately, I have no friends, so I don't get these things.
Yeah, but they put it in a personal, they put it in a Facebook message.
Yeah.
Oh, who's this? And then you just da da, and you can't get rid
of
the damn.
Facebook is wrought with stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
So, I mean, this scam pretty much works the way most scam. But what makes this different is the people who probably enjoy our show the most, the deaf, this is targeting them. So, of course, I'm going to look out for them. Now, but the outrage in the story was that it was more despicable because it was targeting the deaf. I don't think it makes it more despicable.
No.
I think the despicability level is equal no matter who you target.
Yeah, whether they could read, I'm saying they could read,
yeah.
So it's not like you read it anyway, no matter whether you could see it or not, or hear it or not.
Right.
If you're somebody with hearing, you can read it, and if you're somebody without hearing, you can read it,
Yeah, it's just because you have... a problem with your hearing doesn't mean you have a problem with your intellect.
I think the problem with the article is, and the outrage is, it presupposes that the deaf are dumb.
Right.
Which they're not.
No. They're deaf.
A lot of them can talk.
Thank you, Joe.
But they're not.
All right, so let's ask more.
Now we're making fun of deaf people.
I feel very good, though, because they've got PC Shirley Buttercase, equities officer with the 5th Division.
Buttercase.
You know what the funny thing is? I wonder if she's, got a hot body but not so good looking, so there's the equal Butterface. Butterface Buttercase.
Wow. Go put pen to paper. God, if I could work this into the act somehow.
No. He was working
Butterface,
out. Buttercase. I know what a butterface is. What's a buttercase?
But usually buttercase would have been my punishment this week.
Eat a buttercase.
You're going to have to eat a buttercase for every half a pound that you
didn't
lose.
I like it.
Sorry.
So let me ask a morality question here. What's more despicable, targeting the deaf or using or hiding as a scammer hiding behind the picture of a dead soldier? Well, I think the dead soldier.
Dead soldier.
Let me first ask a question.
Or not answer mine, I guess.
Well, there's a third question, which is, why are you asking morality questions of Joe and myself?
Because it's all I got.
Oh, you poor bastard. I think it's more despicable that you have to ask morality questions to me and Joe. And
I think that's equally despicable. I agree. No, but I mean, I think it's worse.
Dead soldier.
Basically, with something that they're coming off with the deaf, you can read it. Regardless, you got hearing or not, there's some scam that you can read. Dead soldier, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I got to be honest. By the anti-scamming community who listens to this show, whoever they are, the ones that have reached out to me, I generally come off as pretty sympathetic.
Well, yeah.
To the scam victims.
Yes.
But I do have to say, after this type of scam has been around forever. It's new that it's targeting the deaf.
Right.
But deaf people are people, and they are part of society.
Yes.
I mean, I'm a little surprised that this is still fooling people.
Well, that particular one is sort of it's like, if you haven't heard of, the African scam of the form letters or the emails that you used to get, if you haven't heard of, hey, my name is King Joffrey the Third, and I can't...
All right, Game of Thrones.
I can't get my money. No, I don't know Game of Thrones.
Well, that's King Joffrey.
Is it? I was thinking of Coming to America.
And also the... Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. But, I mean, that's so old, and if you've been online, if you've been not living under a rock, you kind of know about that one. But
the only way that could be older is if it came via fax.
Yes. Like, people just carry around Xerox copies of funnies instead of, emailing them to
each other.
It's
a face fax.
Now, if they said that, the victim is told that the name is on a winner's list and they have won 120,000 pounds and a laptop. Now, if it was a case where they told them you've won a hearing-aided phone, mm-hmm, or grant money for people that are deaf for certain, things to aid being deaf.
Right.
I would understand that.
You've won a hot woman who will be your ears.
Something like that.
Or a hot woman that will rub your ears.
Or a hearing aided phone or something,
Yeah, but I don't think there's big money in the transfer fees of that. But it does make more sense.
But it would make more sense.
I just like how the fact that deaf people are entered into the strange lottery that nobody knows.
Nobody else can.
Yeah.
Thank God I can't hear. I could use that money.
The blind have their own scammers.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they never see it coming. Ha ha! Ha ha! Waka waka!
You than me. Holy smokes, if
it's
I crack
comedy!
That joke.
Or something reasonably close. So that's the type of comedy that if you were in a plane, you'd hope it crashed.
Wow, he really blindsided me with that one.
Yeah. We kind of lost sight of that joke.
Hey!
All right, it's pun time.
It's the hack hour.
All right.
On KOC.
No, it's spelled. Leave that to Joe.
I know. I can't even spell it. All right. Talk radio.
So, all right. So let's do the second portion of this, which of course is the scamming the scammers.
I'm sorry.
What?
Chucker Tom in the chat just says, anyone else see the humor in wondering why the deaf haven't heard of this? Wow.
You know, you don't have to acknowledge everything he says.
I know, but I thought
it was. You're wrong. Roll, roll.
Open camp night at the truck stop. Bridge too far.
Okay.
Hers makes more sense, but it does not improve upon your joke.
Thank you.
I will break this down for the comedy impaired, which is us.
Yeah. And we deserve...
Pip Helix, you've just won $120,000 in punchlines.
Yes! Yes! Finally! Somebody
you just
will write
you
for me.
Just have to pay for these punchlines.
Right. And you have to deliver them on an airplane.
Pip Helix, since these are stories that you love.
Yes.
Can you recap what happened last week briefly and succinctly for the fine folks?
Oh, my God. You're asking the woman who had a migraine during the show to remember?
Yeah. She was wrapped in a blanket on the couch.
It's our best performance ever,
said Mr. Helix.
Now, I did not have the I was supposed to have a phone conversation with Belinda.
Yeah.
I did not. There was a blackout.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, of course.
Don't be a racist douche.
No. There's always something.
There's always something. And that's exactly what, you know, that other scammer bit that we were reading last week was about, that they were saying how, you know, when they get these webcams and they try the webcasts and they're pre-recorded and they send them to you, and the way that you're supposed to know that they're pre-recorded is you ask them to do something.
Right.
And he says, you know, the scammers are very clever, and when you ask them to do something and you're talking to a recording that of course cannot respond, it's gonna, they freeze it up and say, oh, my computer is broken, you know. And it's like every time you ask her to do something, it's like, oh, I had a blackout.
And there's always, and there was another.
No, but she's always done it. She's always done it.
Yeah,
eventually.
She does, but eventually.
But there's always some, and there was another story that we did maybe several weeks ago where, that there's always, to tell a scammer, there's always some, I think it was part of the same story, maybe, but yeah, there was always some antic they can't do
something. But this is
Fernanda's eyes are dripping again.
But this is what makes Belinda different, as we talked about, because she does everything. It got to the point last week where Pip Helix was once again leaning towards, all right, maybe now we're the bad people in this.
Yes, I was starting to get nervous, like, oh, God, what if she, I mean, she obviously was a scammer because she came clean with that.
Right.
And she had all the earmarks of being a scammer. And then all of a sudden she turned it around and was acting like a real person-ish. And now that we had the benchmark moment of you having a video chat with her, albeit with, you know, technical glitches and things, still.
It was real.
It was real. It was done.
It was real, but I've been doing, been working on post production,
and
that's one of the post-production things I've been working on, and I'm still, and I'm over and over and over and over again, going over it, getting, you know, doing the post-production.
Don't make it sound like it's terrible.
I'm not helping the show. I'm
most
not
dreadful
say,
show.
No,
ever.
I'm not saying it in that respect. That I'm going over it so much that I come out of it still thinking that there's still
something that she's bad.
It's still not on the up and up.
Well, because she's been dishonest. Now,
I'm getting. Oh, is it that?
Yeah, sure. I think that's the. It's not like you're Sherlock Holmes here.
I think I'm getting.
No, but there's a lot of times that you be. You guys,
because I'm in love.
Okay.
I am getting
point
nervous
taken.
That we might be erring on the side of really torturing somebody who's trying to be good now.
It's possible. Now, of course, there's her buddy Mavis.
Yes.
Who I have bets with you people whether I could get her on video chat.
Gotcha.
And I have not had a significant
to my chair.
Have not had yes, she dated Richard Eldorado. I have not had a significant conversation with her in quite a while either. Meanwhile, I had the video chat with Belinda.
Mm-hmm.
So they're conferring with each other. Who knows if I'm going to get Mavis on or not. So that's where we are. Who knows what's going on.
Right.
So it takes us to February 21st.
Okay.
We'll start with Mavis. 7:09 a.m.
Really?
I don't sleep.
What was that date again?
February 21st.
Okay.
She goes, hey, Davin. I go, hi, Mavis. She asks me how I am. I say, good. How are you? She goes, fine. And she asks, how is Belinda? I go, she is fine. I go, she goes, she, Mavis goes to me, we have some pending issues to talk about. Cause remember, I've been pressing her.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, come clean, woman, come clean. I got Dick Cheney with the water torture right here, let's go. she go, I go, yes we do. Or were you talking about you and Belinda? Cause remember, you know, Belinda says how she's been upset by this and she was wronged.
And she didn't, and she doesn't really know this person, Mavis, who said that they're pals. And who is this Mavis? And if she's a scammer, I want nothing to do with
her. Yes, I met her on the internet, even though prior you had told me you went to the beach with her.
Right.
and of course, they have a shared email address, like 0337 at the end of it. But they don't know each other.
And both of them have caught on fire. But
it could happen, Joe.
Yes.
It could happen. So Mavis asked me,
I'm not deaf. I know this thing.
Oh, man.
Don't worry. They can't hear that. Anyway, thank you. Anyway, I'll be in my basement all the week. Anyway, so Mavis asked, what are my questions again? And now we're getting some. I go, well, I would really like to video chat with you about this.
Really?
That's what I say to her. She goes, I would love to, but can we do it next week, maybe Saturday?
Okay.
I'm looking pretty good.
Damn it, there's going to be a lot of hot sauce in everybody's future.
Yeah, fish sauce for some. I go, Saturdays are often tough for me because of my work schedule. And by my work schedule, I mean the wife and kid are around. I can't be gallivanting with scammers. They ask questions. But are you ever free a bit later in the day during the week? She goes, I don't think so because we have an order. We have to sew clothes for people who are going to parties and funerals. I go, what a complete difference in events.
Parties
and funerals.
Well, as we've already established, they make funeral dresses because Belinda has sold these before.
Yeah.
Sewn these before. I go, busy lady you must be. She goes, I have to do that to provide my kid with all her needs. Don't have to depend on any man. I'm a single parent. I go, I understand, and that is noble. I respect that. That is opposite of the business you and Belinda were engaged in.
Oh, snap.
I go, it is that business that we must really discuss. She goes, so tell me, what questions do you want answers to? I go, there are several, but I really do wish to look into your eyes to do this.
Stop, please.
Oh, sure.
She didn't flinch.
No.
No.
why wouldn't she bring up the whole Belinda? Well, what are you talking about? Belinda? I don't know what you mean.
Well, she knows.
Yeah, she...
She knows.
Yeah, she knows about that part, but the other thing is that he hasn't gotten to the tough questions yet, so she hasn't had to go and come up with a grandma with runny eyes yet.
Mm. Grandma with runny eyes.
But, you know, it's like, here it comes, you know? It's like, you just called her on the carpet, wouldn't you think you would just flinch a little bit?
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
So I go, there are several, but I really need to look into your eyes. I go, I'll learn more than the words on a page. I need to know what was going on for everybody's sake.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I never took anything from anyone if you were talking about. I don't know why you beat about the bush.
Beat about the bush.
It's my foreplay. Leave me alone.
Yes, because you told me you liked it.
Exactly. I go, I am not saying you took anything. Notice how she said that.
She took Dick Eldorado's heart.
I know there are things you have not been forthright about. There is more to the story than what is being told. She goes, if you can't tell me what Belinda told, how can I have an idea of what you are talking about?
Oh, what did she say about me?
I go, Belinda and I have had conversations. We will have more. If she's not completely honest with me, I will end it with her.
Okay.
She goes, it looks like you compare Belinda to me. Whatever she told, I don't know. But if you really want to get to know someone, then meet her in person.
What? Come to Ghana? What you
At this point, I have frequent flyer miles.
I know.
You know, what with all my comedy gigs on planes.
As many times as you've already been to Ghana.
Exactly.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Say no more.
I go, no, I do not compare you and Belinda. I know there is more to the history that you two share than what either has told me.
Right.
I am not saying who is being truthful and who is lying, but somebody's not telling me the truth. If you are the truthful one, then I will end it with Belinda and get you and Richard back in touch and wish you the best.
Oh, good, because I was getting kind of jealous.
Of course you
talk on my chick and
it's
stuff.
It's all about you, my friend.
He's beating about her bush.
Nice. Yeah. She liked it. Enough with the poetry. Beat that bush. I go, if you are lying...
Oh. I'm sorry to interrupt you. By the way, I told my girlfriends over dinner about the daffodils of August, and they immediately started peeing themselves because they all garden and they got
the
it.
The daffodils of August. I forgot about
one of Dick Eldorado's many lovely poems.
Yeah, he's an artist.
The daffodils of August.
I go, if you are lying, you will not talk to Richard. If you're both lying, then both relationships will be over. Richard and I do not deserve to be lied to.
That's right.
Damn right.
Then, especially not Dick.
And Mr. Whiskers. You
know. Never lied to the Dick.
And then there was a few minutes off. I'm like, are you there? She goes, I'm here. I don't know what to say to convince you. Management's not here.
I can't pass probably. You along to hire up.
Probably.
I know, right.
I go, when we talk eye to eye, I promise I promise you will have your chance to answer me and prove that you are now being honest. When do you get out of work today? She goes, when we have many orders, we keep long at work. I go, okay, I want you to get back with Richard if your heart is pure. I just need to make sure what the real deal is. I hope you understand. If you can't vidchat in the very near future, then quite honestly, you need to tell me much more than you have, because I know things, but I need it to come from you.
Mm.
She goes, I know, but as you can see, I'm madly in love and can't help it not talking to him.
I'm sorry.
It's not funny. She loves Richard El Dorado.
I'm sorry.
I haven't heard from her in 3 months.
I know. But she's madly in love with you.
Okay. On her defense, Richard hasn't responded because it all went to spam.
But she could try. There are sometimes you just don't give up.
Mr. El Dorado's not one of them.
Sometimes a man and his leeches are hurt.
Yeah. If not for Mr. El Dorado, what about the cat, Mr. Whiskers?
Mr. Whiskers is really broken up about all
about
this.
The leeches.
Yeah. There was a whole lot of nonsense in your relationship. She goes, as I said, she goes, I know, no, but as you can see, I'm madly in love, and I can't help it not talking to him. He had his arm broken, and I am afraid about what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
She remembers.
At least she remembers the details
wow.
a little bit. Better than you do, apparently.
Such a creep. But a funny one.
Yes.
I'm not sure about either one of those statements.
Go with creep. Yeah. You're better off with creep.
I go, Mavis, if you are madly in love, then tell me that which I already know without me asking. We both know you and Belinda were more entangled than what you have told me.
Mm.
She goes, what should I tell you? Want me to say I'm a scammer or what? If you want to know anything, ask me.
Ooh.
I go, I don't know what you are. You might be a scammer. You might be a victim. You might be in way over your head. I know you're not telling me everything. She goes, if you have something to say, say it. Maybe you want me to say something I have not done to please you. I go, I do not want you to please me. I need to look into your eyes. Let's put it this way. If you are a scammer, I know how you work, and your words on Facebook will not change my thoughts, no matter what you type. A scamming ring would never let a woman go unsupervised to have a video chat with a guy. I know this. If you are not a scammer, then we will chat, and we will have an honest conversation, and I will give you every opportunity to prove that you are now honest and love Richard. If you tell me what happens to mean Belinda has lied... What the hell did I write? If what you tell me happens to mean Belinda has lied to me, then so be it. It will hurt me, but I will end it.
There you go.
She goes, what did Belinda say to you? Do you even trust her? I go, Belinda and I have issues that we are working out. There is love between us, but we have things to overcome, much like you and Richard do. I go, Belinda... we have no leeches in our relationship, but we got other things.
Sorry, this is great.
I go, Belinda and I have made giant steps towards putting the past behind us. I am prepared to give you the same opportunity with Richard, but Richard is more fragile than I am.
I'll say.
And he has no idea the depth in which this might potentially go.
You want to know something? Because I haven't corresponded now, the reason I asked him at the beginning what the date transaction was you said it was February
21st.
I stopped corresponding with her the first week of January. So
wow.
There's almost a month lag there that I have not corresponded. I think she sent me that stuff, which might have got wiped out in spam, which was 2 weeks later. So this is almost a month later.
Yeah.
Now, I like the way he's keeping this whole Richard El Dorado thing alive.
Yeah.
For the simple reason, he's like kind of watching out for me and kind of giving her the impression where, you know, you're not going to hear from Richard until we get things straightened away.
Richard's my bait.
Right.
Yeah, but also fixed his issue of not looking in his spam folder.
The spam folder, but you're also keeping the whole Richard thing alive because you're giving her the impression that you love Richard, you want a part of him. Well, we got to get some stuff settled before we're friends.
Yeah. I'm a very good fake friend.
You're a good fake friend.
You're
so, yeah,
friend.
I see the way this is.
You approve of how I'm handling this.
Yes, I am, because basically I'm wondering, you know, should I get back, you know, back to her.
I'll tell you when it's time to get back to her.
Well, that's, I'm kind of in agreement with that, and the way you're handling it is working out
very
well.
I'm a professional bullshit artist.
Thank you.
I go, I have kept it from him because I do not wish him to suffer more than he needs to. When the man loves, he loves with all of his heart.
Yeah, right. Look at Mr. Whiskers.
Because that's kind of the character that Joe developed for Richard El Dorado.
Yeah.
Right, and I'm sure there was a meeting where you stopped over the house, and there I am. I don't want you talking to her. You know, I'll
Richard
El Dorado. I'm very frail. Yeah.
Richard El Dorado is the type of scam victim that falls hard.
Yeah,
and you know he might be fragile. You know, you got to protect the Richard El Dorado.
Yeah,
no, he's
he's had a rough year.
I'm a little bit my type of scam victim is. I'm still a victim. Yeah. I still don't see what's right in front of me.
Right.
But I'm a lot more skeptical of everybody else.
Right.
So there's a little bit
Richard El Dorado just went through a divorce.
Yeah.
He's waiting.
Not yet.
No, your wife died, stupid.
Oh, did she die?
Yeah, your
I can't remember what he did with the body.
I haven't done the character.
No,
so
you're
long.
Very sick. You're a widower. Oh, Christ.
I haven't done this character in 6 months. I forgot.
This is why I don't let you correspond.
She's
very well, I'd review my
house.
Notes before I did it.
All of a sudden, he's got a staff on here. All right, where are we now?
I was busy. Picked up a sideshow. Yeah.
I'm watching a football game. I get a text from Joe. Listen, I need your help. Here's what I have. All right. She goes, but I already sent him a message and told everything that I didn't. That thing. Didn't he tell you?
Yes, but stupid lost it at spam.
But this is before I know about this.
Right.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
We just now Joe that, thinks that she's gone. I don't know that she's come clean.
Right.
Now, when did I see that as spam? Would it have been around that time?
I told you. I go, check your spam filter, stupid.
When did you tell
I was much nastier in February.
I know. Let's stop. When did you tell me that? Did you tell me that at the time of this, or was this?
I'm pretty sure this is when I did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm pretty sure, like, because I would have known. You would have told me. You would have read it on. At this point, you would have read on the show.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get you know.
Yeah, you had in. This is news to me.
This year went quick. Jesus Christ! But anyway, all
right. All right. I go. He is not. Maybe he did not get it. You can send it again.
Yeah.
I have not told him we are talking. The best way to be with Richard in a real way is to vid chat with me. When I know your heart is...
you see, he's being a cock blocker. Yeah, dick.
Yeah. There's peppers that need to be eaten and not by I. When I know your heart is pure and I know there are no more secrets, I will tell Richard how much he means to you and what a wonderful lady you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I will feel good about saying it. Right now, I can't do that.
And if you're a scammer, you might want to really go for that because there's money at the end of that rainbow. The old lady kicked off, and I'm waiting.
But again, I'm trying to get this video chat. They don't go online.
Yeah.
So I'm fighting an uphill battle.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I have nothing to hide, so I will vid chat with you. I sent several messages, so how come he doesn't have it? I go, I don't know if he has it or does not have it. We really do not talk about you, to be honest. I do not want to talk about you with him until you've been given the chance to prove what you say you are.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, can you do me a favor? Call him now and ask him how he's doing. Well, right now he's selling plumbing equipment.
Now, I'm surprised you went that route on that, saying that we really haven't talked about it. Shouldn't you said we have talked about it? And
because you haven't told me that you got these emails.
Oh, okay.
Because we haven't talked about it.
Okay.
I'm dealing with this on the fly.
I got you.
I'm dealing with this on the fly. Right. This has fallen into my lap. You know, right. I got to be smart about this, and I keep you from screwing it up. It works out well.
Just another day at the office.
Exactly.
Balls in the air. Keeping the balls in the air.
I go, my gut tells me either Richard will have a girlfriend when this is all over, but probably not both of us. Either me or Richard, but probably not both of us.
Ooh.
It is 8 a.m. in the morning here. I can't call him this minute. It's a bit early. She goes, okay, have to go now if you don't have any more questions. I go, I have plenty of questions, but I want to give you the chance to talk to me and not type. Richard deserves that. Maybe you deserve that, too. Besides, the weekends, let me know when you can vid chat, and I will try to make time for this. She goes, I don't think I might be able to get a headphone. I go, the cafe should have it. Borrow it. Buy it. She goes, webcam.
Do it.
She goes, webcams are available, but don't know if I will get a headphone. I go, make it happen, Mavis. She goes, try to make it happen. Got to go now. See ya. I go, okay, have a nice day, Mavis. It is nice chatting with you. She goes, me too. I go, let me know when you have headphones. We will get this done. The sooner the better for everybody. Bye. And that was February 21st. So I want.
Wow.
I think we got some developments. I want the feedback. Joe once again is stunned because it pertains to him.
Yeah, he's like, I'm involved in this. Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, it's my turn.
It's me.
All right, Joe. We'll start with you.
It remains to be seen if she'll do that. Basically, what I was saying before is there is an incentive for her to do the video chat. The video chat leads to her getting back with Dick El Dorado.
Right.
Which is what everybody wants.
Right.
wouldn't.
The incentive on that end is Dick El Dorado was about to come into the money from his wife's demise.
Right.
That's where we left off.
Wasn't it an insurance payment?
It was an insurance payment. We were waiting. I was waiting to work with the lawyers to get the insurance payment. This was in January. So in her.
This was before January. This was the end of last year.
Yeah.
This is from the get-go.
I'm sorry. Yes, I stand corrected on that. That actually was around the last week of the... Yes, around
that's
December
when you started
31st.
Getting all banged up with your arm and... The
right,
well,
right.
This has been going on over a period of time. You got
so
in the head.
You would figure by February, I would be with my lawyers and that money was coming really soon because I alluded to that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you're talking to her in February. Yeah, this equates to money. It equates to money. Bottom line, money. Like
you don't
I
think
was
it's
saying.
Love?
No, no. Hey, like I said.
You don't think she's an honest girl like Belinda?
No. And here's the we got our job. They got theirs. You
Pip,
know?
She's so in love with the poetry writing, leech using,
cat talking,
cat. Cat loving.
Thrown out of car being. Dr. Win Wang Chow going.
strange creature that is Dick Eldorado. That
you know, Dick Eldorado had a shortly lived spin-off podcast. Seemed much healthier. Not mentally. But
No. No, but, okay, first of all, I had to go into that. Oh, yeah, she's really deeply in love. I'm sorry, but really. But
it hurts. It stings.
But it hey, listen, my fake character never even took off. They wouldn't even take the
Your
bait.
Fake character stinks.
I know. He really did. He was Mr. Doll. But no,
even people that are desperate don't want to talk to your fake character.
I know. They wouldn't give me any time of day at all. But wait. But the thing is that here she is. You're hitting her pretty hardball, and she is being very aggressive about, yes, okay, I'll make
I
it
have
happen.
A completely different style with Belinda Belinda and Mavis.
Oh, no, I know. But, well, because she is not your beloved. But the
she
other
is
thing
not
is,
my beloved.
And you want to get back to Dick Eldorado. Dick
and
Eldorado is a pathetic, gullible moron.
So it really wasn't much creating this character.
I'm glad you realized this, Joe.
Believe me, I'm paralleling him.
I think Dick Eldorado's got more to offer a woman at this point.
Kind of scaring me lately. Life imitates art.
We're calling this art, so be it. So you guys approve of my handling of this situation?
Yeah, that's
yes.
good.
Yes.
Are we feeling good about me closing the deal in a video chat?
Yes.
Yes.
Bad news for those who bet against me. Which would be, by the way, if I get her, that'd be three. Three scammers I've gotten to everybody else's zero.
And I feel good about it because it's not about love.
And
it's
you don't have money on the line.
Wait a second.
I don't have to
wait.
Eat anything anymore.
I bet Bunny.
Yeah.
What did Godel I bet?
Bet another Scotch bonnet.
Oh, man. Okay. And let's see. It was...
It's double or nothing with... No, is it double or nothing with more gain? I don't know.
I
it's
think
double
it
or,
is.
It's double or nothing with Trucker Tom.
Okay.
So Trucker Tom is really hoping that I do not get this with Mavis.
But they're both... Oh, wait. Trucker Tom's doing the hot sauce, and now Morgan's doing fish sauce?
Yes, she is.
Because of the issue with the hot sauce. We won't go into
Plus
that
a punishment
again.
Shot. Punishment fish sauce shot.
Oh, that's right.
For
yes.
being conniving.
For being conniving
yes.
with me.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Just catching everybody up with the
bets. So we're liking the way I handled this, and we're now all confident that I am going to do the impossible yet again.
And the chat room is stunned into submission once again, as if I had said the word cock repeatedly.
All right. That was just gratuitous.
It was. It totally was.
What
I was
they
talking about roosters. No,
what are they stunned about?
They're just listening. They haven't even, like, chimed in for a little while.
They're maybe
asleep.
They're not there.
No, they're there. Oh, I know you're there.
But Here's the deal. Well, and I'll say it again. Here's the deal. Well, I think this could take place. There's money at the end of that rainbow for her.
Well, Joe, I mean,
if she gets back with Dick Eldorado.
You make them sound so shallow.
Sorry.
All right. So.
Devious? You don't say.
When we last left with my girlfriend, Belinda, the lights had gone out. And I wrote her. I'll read again.
The night the lights went out in Ghana.
Oh, I don't have it. Exactly. I wrote her something poetic.
What was
Hey, work your own side of the street.
My stuff's better and
really?
Shorter.
We'll have a contest.
No, we won't. So she responds to what I wrote, which I don't have in front of me. She goes, romantic. She goes, the lights just came on, and I got home safely yesterday. Remember, I asked her to tell me when she got home.
Right.
She goes, doing quite good today. I go, I'm glad you were safe. Thank you for letting me know. Did Ishmael walk you home last night? Remember, her cousin was supposed to walk her home last night. Then he was out with his friends gallivanting. She goes, so what have you been up to? Yes, he came home early enough to walk me home. I go, good. I thought he was with you, but then he said he was out with his friend, so I was confused. She goes, yeah, he was with me, but he left and then came back.
Okay.
I go, cool. What time did you get home last night? She goes, 10 my time. I go, kind of late for Kasha, poor kid. Remember, she got the little kid. She goes, yeah, she was very tired when we got home. I go, how far do you live from Granny's? She goes, about a 40-minute walk. I go, wow. Is that where you are now? She goes, I'm at Granny's. I go, so do I get to see you on video chat today? She goes, yes, you will in a couple of minutes.
Really?
I go, I heard that yesterday, LOL. Tell me when you are leaving to go and I will reboot the computer. Because I have to set up the computer into the mixer. That's what that means now. Oh. So I get the audio. Now I remember I had to say that.
Nice, clear audio.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm like, yeah, anyway. I go,
makes it easier to post. But
I go, did Ishmael get you a microphone that works? She goes, I know, but the lights went off and I was just about leaving. I go, I know, even before that, you confused a couple of minutes with a couple of hours, LOL. She goes, LOL, I guess that's lady stuff. I go, some people say lady stuff. Some people say black people. some people say she's Jewish people. I say one of my favorite
she's
people.
She's talking about her period? What the hell's going on
here?
Yeah,
really?
No, she's on black people time.
Lady stuff.
She laughs.
Lady stuff, yeah.
I go, so will we actually be able to speak today, or will you just be dazzling me with your breasts again?
Oh, nice.
I was hoping. She goes,
they're sparkly.
She goes, we will be able to speak. I go, cool, not that I wasn't enjoying the view, devil face. She goes, sure you were. I go, is that intentional or just a lucky break for me? She goes, well, a little bit of both.
Oh, hey now.
I go, how could it be both? She goes, I guess you got lucky. It was intentional, smiley face. I go, sweet, well, it was much appreciated. But don't think I was just looking down. I noticed your beautiful smile as well. I don't want to be a cat.
Creep.
I don't want to be one. Creep. She goes, thank you. I go, welcome.
Meanwhile, he's sitting here going, melons.
I go, did you have impure thoughts last night? Remember, we were talking about the impure thoughts last time.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, kind of, but I don't know how impure they were. I go, well, tell me what you thought. I will tell you how impure.
I like it.
She goes, imagining us kissing. I go, and how did you imagine it would be? She goes, imagined it would be fun.
Oh, man, it's like pulling teeth to get anything.
Well, usually when
you
imagine kissing, unless it's your grandpa, it's going to be fun.
Oh, God.
No, it could be granny. Yeah. I go, was it a long kiss? She goes, do you like long kissing? I go, depends on who with. It's 20 questions now.
Do you like long kissing? No, I like little pecks on the cheek.
She goes, who? And then she puts her name, Belinda Abbey. What kiss will it be? She says, oh, you. Nah, maybe just a kiss on a cheek.
That's what she said?
No, that's what I said to her.
Oh, okay.
Tell me what you imagine, then I will imagine a different one for us, okay? She goes, imagining us holding hands and kissing at the beach. I go, who initiates the kiss? She goes, Mr. Davin does, as opposed to Mr. Big Papa Pump.
Sorry. Mr. Davin, is that a hairdresser?
It sounds like it. I go, are you surprised when I initiate it? She goes, yes, I was. I go, were you glad I did, or did you try to pull away at first? She goes, I tried to pull away at first, but I was glad you did. I go, is it a slow kiss or was it fast and frenzied? She goes, it was a slow one. I go, nice. What happened after the kiss? She goes, continue from the slow kiss. I go, you want me to continue from the slow kiss? She goes, yep. I go, all right, doll. I'll pick up the story and then hand it back off to you for you to continue. She goes, okay. Well, I was intoxicated by how soft your lips were. They were what I imagined an angel's lips would feel like.
It's about as erotic as a traffic report. All right.
Oh, this is nice. Dig this. Panties are moistening as I read.
Not in here, they're not. Go ahead.
Don't you have a calcium deposit to grow?
Maybe Tom's panties are moistening, but nothing's happening here.
I'm an expert porn writer.
Sorry, yes, you are, sir. Please, Mr. Davin, continue.
That is how I'd like to be referred to by now, from now on the show.
You talk this sexy. Go ahead and talk this sexy.
Talk the sexy. Talk the sexy, Mr.
Talk
Davin.
Talk the sexy.
I like that part of it. I go, well, I was intoxicated by how soft your lips were. They are what I imagined an angel's lips would feel like. The slower we kissed, the quicker my heart raced. I gently searched every warm place in your inviting mouth. Our tongues danced together like they were lifelong dance partners, even though this was their first dance. Oh, come on now. This is Harlequin romance novel written all over it.
Really?
Why not?
It should be stink written all over it.
Oh, please. If there was vampires involved, this would be a bestseller.
It's no Daffodils of August, my friend.
Daffodils of August, my friend.
There's no.
At least my chick sticks around.
There's no and sticks to the chair. There's no bodice ripping going on here right now, but she might be getting excited. Okay, go
shall
on.
Mr. Davin continue?
Yes,
please, Mr. Davin, more sexy.
I thought you liked this.
I do.
Talking to sexy.
I do.
I go, the wind was picking up, but we hardly noticed. I laid you down gently in the sand and placed my hand under your head so that you would not get sand in your hair.
No, that's nice.
I'm a gentleman.
I like that part.
No, that's nice. That's courteous. You're a courteous lover.
I never thought I'd hear that from you.
You're a courteous
Look,
lover.
I think we need to isolate that.
No, from what we have heard from here, you cannot talk about that. He doesn't do it for you because
then I will take your shoes off
head.
And shake the sand out of them. This way, you won't get any in the car on the ride home.
Oh my God!
Mr. Davin does not get the respect that Mr. Davin deserves.
Let's see. Trucker Tom says the Warren Commission report was sexier than the Davin report.
If you don't like it, go to another scammer show.
Oh, Christ, I wish we had video right now to look on his face.
I know.
I'm feeling a bit unappreciated.
He looks like you just smelled something awful, Tom.
Yes, you are.
You got it.
I'm not going to continue if this keeps up.
No, fight through it, pal. Be like Chappelle.
I'm going to walk off. You're an awful audience. You're an awful audience. I just want to entertain you people.
He's about to Chappelle us.
Yeah, and we know how that show goes.
I got tears in my eyes.
Are you going to Africa?
I got tears in my eyes.
Why, I don't have more onions in front of you.
No, I had lots in my stomach when that was going on.
All right. Shall I continue?
Please,
yes,
Mr. Davin. Shall Mr. Davin continue?
Mr. Davin, more sexy.
I took my tongue out of your mouth for a moment and playfully bit your top lip with my teeth. Our eyes met, and when I looked into them, I saw my future. I kiss you some more. She said, that sounds really romantic. You are a good writer. You know what? If you're a chick, you're eating this up.
Yeah, no.
This is nice.
This is nice.
I go, you are a good inspiration. So what do you think would happen next? She goes, hey, you're the writer here. I'm only an inspiration.
Oh, my God. She just won't play.
No. I go, nope. You said you would take over. Besides, this is just what you would imagine. It is for nobody else but us. She goes, okay, let's see. I go, I wait, my lady. She goes, can you swim? I go, are we taking this to the ocean?
I wait, my lady. Who are you, Sir Galahad?
Maybe.
Sir Galahad?
This is romance!
It's Galahad.
Oh, is it?
It's
Galahad was his cousin down the road.
Yeah, that's right.
Near the castle.
Near the castle.
Think of everything.
Found the corner.
Think you got me? Point on my ass.
I wish I didn't have you.
That sounded like Sir Galahad.
So she goes, so can you swim? I go, are you going to drown me? LOL.
Are we doing it in the surf now?
I go, I can swim okay. Not the best thing I can do, but we can go in the ocean if you would like. She goes, okay, then we go in the ocean. I'm in my white bikini. We splash water like teenagers while we play around in the water. I go, okay, we went from kissing in the sand to playing in the water. Go on.
And you look disappointed.
I go, oh.
You're like, ugh.
She goes, okay, I'm about leaving, hon.
Oh, no!
I was getting a rod. What happened? She can't go now.
I know. It's like, oh,
this is her thing.
She always kills my lady boner.
Oh,
because
man.
She just like cuts off like right in the middle.
Well, she blue balled us.
I know. Yeah.
Even Pip has blue balls.
I do.
We got blue balls on that.
I go, buzzkill.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
wow.
Oh, my God. I'm throbbing uncomfortably now.
Really? I never thought I'd be writing this.
There's an image.
Yeah, blue balls.
Blue balls, right?
I go, okay, I'll sign off and reboot my computer. I go, all right, hot stuff. I'll be back online in 15 minutes so you can write me if you wish while we walk. She goes, okay, good idea. I go, okay, give me more. It gives you more time to think about what happened in the water. I can't wait to hear your voice.
That was like being in a car with a chick when you're 16 and you start to move. I got to go. Where the hell are you going? You
know? But this is what she does all the time.
Ooh.
I don't like this.
And neither do I.
No, I don't like this at all. I go, is Ishmael coming with you? She goes, yeah, he is, but we'll be gone as I told you. I go, okay, you make me sound like a dick. She goes, aw. I go, I don't want him to think I don't like him or have some terrible things to say that he can't hear. She goes, I know, it's cool. She goes, okay, because remember, I want to get the guy away because she's got a handler. I need to talk to the chick.
Right.
She goes, I know, it's cool. I go, okay. I go, poor guys seeing you walk down the street and they got no chance. Almost feel bad for them. She goes, I just remember you promised after we chat I get some bikini pictures. She goes, yeah, you will. I go, sweet, I bet you look amazing in bikini. I go, you are hot. She goes, thanks, hon. I go, and she goes, you are also cute. And now is audio from video chat time. He pulls it over off again.
No.
Yes, he does.
Oh, my God.
Now, I do have to warn you guys, the audio quality, it's bad.
Oh, great.
I edited some, but it's a long piece. But I want you guys, you got to listen to this. It's a long piece.
I'm just thinking of post-production.
No, I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if we can use this, but it's good. But I want you to listen, especially in the beginning. I just got to find the thing. Are you guys surprised I was able to pull it off again?
No.
No.
You're not surprised anymore?
Not anymore.
No, people do not. But you're still surprised if I get the Mavis thing. Although, you know, you think I can now.
I think you can.
Okay. I think you can for the simple reason it leads to Dick El Dorado, which leads to a
But Joe, you say that, but you remember all these scammers lead to money. Nobody's been able to get this before. It's not like this is the first scammer that wanted money, Joe. They all want money. They just won't do a video chat. My romantic words, which you scoff at, makes them swoon. All right. Now, again, I apologize. The audio, it's not good, but there's nothing I can do about this. Bear with me, people listening. What are you doing with your hand? Now you can't hear me. Why are you showing me your fingers? What, do you want a ring on that finger?
hearing.
Yeah, you do. Of course you do. Okay. Now, let me stop that right there, because there was stuff that before that that I edited out.
Okay.
When she said that to me, I was stunned. I was stunned.
Yeah?
I was floored. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, because she's like, yeah, I do.
Where was Yishmael doing this?
I think he was, I'm not sure if, I don't remember if he was there or not. Stick around, though. But I was stunned, but I clearly, she motioned for the ring on the finger, and I was just like, whoa. You're bugged out. Are you surprised by this?
Yeah. Yeah, I am, kind of, because...
This is no longer a money grab, per se.
No, but you never mentioned any of that before.
She actually had mentioned it once before when I was in the Bahamas. I think we kind of got around it, but... Whether I was going to, but not to this degree where she's showing and smiling that beautiful smile and everything, and this here's this connection, and I'm just like, oh crap,
yeah,
this just got real. Joe's shaking his head,
reeling you into the boat. She's reeling you into the boat.
You just don't know romance.
I don't. I know scamming.
Maybe. Is that why you were showing me your fingers?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Can you also tell we can now hear her a lot better now?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is the voice we heard on that phone call in December, by the
way.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The girl is consistent. The girl is now consistent hearing-wise and now visually with the pictures I've been sent and the video chat.
So, wow. So this is definitely the same person. Well, Tom said in the audio sounds suspiciously like Davin talking like a woman.
Maybe. No.
No.
No. The question is, does this go into the demo? But that can be talked about another time. Because this is pretty straightforward here.
It is. So, well, let's see what else you talk about.
It's amazing how you can hear when it comes to talking about a ring.
Really?
Yes. Apparently.
What did she just say, really?
She said, really. Which she says to me in all the conversations. We always get the really.
Yeah.
Now we have how she's saying really.
Yeah,
it's not my awful
it.
Really. Really.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
That's not a really, really. Not a really.
It's not
really.
Our really of disgust.
Not our really, but
not
it's
our
a really,
really.
Really.
But that
really,
is really. Now consistent with the writing.
Yeah.
Ghanaian women are just like women in America.
Wow.
Because it's all about the bling bling.
No, it's not like that.
No, it's not like that? You just want one type of ring?
From you, Patrick.
You want a wedding ring?
From you.
From, wow.
Wow.
I don't even know what to say to that. Joe's shaking his head.
Okay. Yeah, like really
violently.
You know,
but before you give me your diatribe... Let's just say that she has crossed, once again, every hurdle, and now, and then some, that you, Mr. Carey, have placed in front of her.
But if you get a big fish, you get a big pole.
Well, the question...
She's got the
I do have a big pole.
Oh, hey now!
The question is, then, is this... Is Joe right? And now we're seeing the metamorphosis of the scam? Or is what Pip perhaps was feeling a, uh-oh, this chick does kind of dig me?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Metamorphosis of a scam.
Okay.
Well, if this is the case, then I don't think anybody's ever seen this before.
Maybe
because they're putting this scammer out there. This is clearly to lure me in. What? Either
yeah,
way.
Oh, yeah.
Either this is romantically to lure me in, or this is scammer-wise. Because they have now done what no scammers have done before. They're taking it to the next level.
Well, first she was dangling the physical bait.
The physical bait.
The big melons.
Oh, yeah.
And
my
was,
favorite type of peach.
That was last time. But now
I also like cats.
Not in the same way one hopes. But then now she's like saying, okay, well, I want to marry you.
Yeah. We've built a connection.
Like, so now if you were like Mr. Sad and Lonely, you've got this woman saying, I want to be with you forever.
But this also goes to the point, to the one thing that even Joe can't refute. Why did she come clean before the money was coming?
I still don't get it.
And
because maybe there's bigger money to be had.
Well, but I was sending money, and I had a lot of money at the time, and she was going to get it.
But now nobody has heard about these people. I mean, except for when you have, like, cases where they have, like, what do they call them? The women that you, like, I'm sorry, I can't spit it out. But, you know, the women that you send overseas for, what do they call them?
Mail order bride.
Thank you.
Right.
You know, and I'm thinking, has this developed into sort of a mail order bride kind of thing?
It could be.
You read my mind. That was my next sentence.
Really?
This could have turned into a situation where this might be her escape out.
To get out of Ghana.
Because I don't know if we've talked about it on the show, but I've definitely talked about it with other people in other circumstances. If you get a rich American,
yeah,
to marry you, because you know what, they might like me.
Yeah,
they might go, you know what, he's not a bad guy. We'll marry her off. He'll send money back to us. It's a win-win for everybody.
It's changing the dynamic where she might either part of their system. And Davin goes, well, maybe she just doesn't like the life. There you go. Where she is doing this stuff. Forget about the scammer. Maybe she's having a friend help her. Where this is her ticket out. This is her ticket.
Well, as you guys
out.
Clearly know, it's I'm not American. A ticket to any place good.
You are online.
Yes, I am.
You're online.
This fake, fake Davin's, a.k.a.
Fake
Mr.
Davin's good.
Marriage ring. She knows you're vulnerable. Never mind. And you know what? You're like, go back to what you said. I was about to give her the money. Why didn't she do it? Because she wants her freedom.
All I can tell you is, remembering back to February when I was going, when I was dealing with this, this was like a punch to the solar plexus. I was knocked for a loop. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I'm just like,
You're like, you want a ring, do you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, her thing, she could have got the money. Maybe she wants more than money. Maybe she wants her freedom.
You know what, for that ebony booty, what the hell?
Your reaction to her wanting to marry you at that moment was like if she told you that she was pregnant and it was yours.
Yes.
You're like, I'm
like, can we get Maury over to Ghana?
Damn it, you are the father.
Yes. It's like, I'm sorry, my beloved, would you mind peeing on this, please?
No, I'm not that kinky. All right, let's go on.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Maybe. I don't think today, though. I don't know. Are you asking to marry me? Are you proposing?
No. I want you to ask me that.
You want me to propose to you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see. And how long have you wanted this?
How long have I wanted this?
How long have you wanted me to propose to you? I didn't say it won't happen.
I said I was hoping. It will do it very soon.
You were hoping I would do it soon.
Yeah.
I'm planning. Let me ask you guys a question.
I'm just reeling.
Let me ask you guys. You know what? I'm not going to do it now. I'll tell you guys later on, maybe, or I won't. I don't know. Because I discovered something later on when I listened back that I didn't know when I heard it when I was going through it.
Okay.
Because I really didn't listen to it after the conversation in February until a couple days ago when I had to put the show together.
Yeah.
What?
The two key things. I kind of like the way you wanted to pin her down. When did you want to get married?
Yeah.
Because it kind of chronologically turns it in. From the time that she dropped dime on what her deal was, it would have given if it was here. Or was it when she first started the scam?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, another thing that concerns me is when he asks her, well, when? Soon. That's her, you know, that's her reeling you in.
Well, we're in love. Two kids in love.
Okay.
How long were you hoping for this?
How long was I hoping for this? A couple of months.
It's not much.
Yeah.
All right, a couple of months. When was this? This was
February 21st.
Okay. When did she allude to who she was?
December.
Oh. Okay. So now
she came clean in December.
Since
before
she came
I went to Aruba,
clean.
Which screwed up my vacation.
However, it kind of works. When she made that switch.
Yeah.
She made that switch, which kind of might coincide with going for the money. Like we said, why would she? She almost had the money, which was the time of that switch. Yeah. I get a funny feeling the bullshit hasn't changed, but the dynamic of what she's going for has.
Yeah.
Getting married and coming to America.
Yeah.
It makes sense. She didn't want them. Never mind the money. I want to hook up with this guy and come to America. Like the mail order bride, what you said.
Yeah.
When did she decide this? Right at that time. How long has she been in love? 2 months. Works out right on the dime. Right.
I'm starting to wonder.
I did not know you felt that way. I didn't know. What?
I didn't meet you.
I did not know that you felt that way.
I'm telling you.
You are.
And now you know.
Now I know. It is very difficult to leave a comedian speechless. You've left. Can you hear me? Can you hear?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have left a comedian speechless. That is very difficult to do.
Really?
Really.
I hear.
Especially one with a big mouth like me. You are very talented. So, if we were to get married, would I go to Ghana, or would you be coming here? Did you hear me? I will repeat.
Nah.
If we were to get married, would I be going to Ghana, or would you be coming here?
Yes, I'm sorry.
You want me to come to Ghana?
You have to come to Ghana.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Well, there's a wrench in the works, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Did your mouth just drop open when you heard that answer?
That threw me, because I'm sitting there, and I'm about to go, and this is exactly the point I was making. Well, but it's a wrench in the works, isn't it?
Well.
Yeah, it's like I heard both our tires screech. Yeah.
And think about this. I'm no good to them dead. So if they're coming to this, you might as well take the money instead of me having go to Ghana to kill me.
Yeah.
Although Joe likes the latter choice.
Yes.
All right, we continue.
Boy, that threw a wrench in the old world.
Wow, yeah.
Pitch.
Welcome to my world. Why do I have to come to Ghana? Couldn't you just bring you here? Could I just bring you to the United States? I have to come there. Do I have to live there?
I have to see my family first.
I have to meet your family first.
Yeah, meet my family.
What if your family does not like me?
They will give me a chance.
They will what?
They will give me a chance.
They will give me a chance? I can't hear you. Speak up. Type it and then say. Type it. Okay. They would like me? Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. And I can hear you. What would I do in Ghana? How would I support us?
What?
What?
I didn't hear you.
How would I support us in Ghana? Work. How do I support us in Ghana?
How do you support us in Ghana?
Yeah, yes. That is something I did not hear the first time.
Oh.
I wasn't going to say anything.
What was that?
I just heard, you just heard another voice, right?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that the first time.
Oh, and was Ishmael supposed to be there with her?
Well, yeah, he went with her. He went with her. We're going. We'll continue listening.
Okay. Well, Morgaine says, my scammer's phone calls are very clear.
but Morgaine doesn't get video chats with her scammers.
Let's stop and have a chat before
All right.
We move
this
on.
Is a good forum for that.
Let's just wave our hands around and make faces.
As opposed to just having radio silence, Joe.
We'll write what we think on paper and pass it around.
we'll pass
the audience doesn't know what the hell's going on.
They clearly don't right now.
Here, Joe.
Yeah, right? This is what I'm thinking.
This best is radio
from,
yet.
This is from the I'll Be Damned file.
I'll Be Damned.
The whole fact that she wants you to come there and meet the family.
Yeah.
And as skeptical as I am, I'm thinking, what? Maybe it's love.
Welcome
I mean, there are parts of this along this whole journey we've been taking since last year, where you know there are there's small parts where I'm like, you know, and I'm
well said, Joe. Glad we stopped the chat for that.
No,
hold the fucking phone. Joe is starting to think it's love. I'm gonna have to fan myself. I'm feeling the vapors.
All right, but Pip, you've been as skeptical as I have. The fact that she wants him to meet the family.
Maybe we're going to go into the family business.
That's not a bad ruse, because that sounds really realistic. You know,
but not if you're going to kill me.
No, but a woman...
This will be your killers.
But you're... this evening, you'll be murdered by... but
take him hostage?
No, but if you're
Nobody
saying,
wants me.
I
but
know.
This is not really what's going to happen.
Easily.
This is what she's telling him.
I know,
like
but it just seems...
Culturally,
good,
it would make sense
but
to say this
Another thing that's throwing me... I mean, you know, about, 15 minutes ago, I'm clomping around on my white horse going, she's going to want to come to America. I'm telling you right now, she's coming... And she totally goes, no, I want you to come.
Here's the thing that makes Belinda, if she's a scammer, this is something that nobody's ever seen before. Because we're three people that know she at least started as a scammer, and even we go,
yeah, exactly.
This is why she's like better than any scammer. Now, if this is real, I'm a bit of a dick.
But
we have some splaining to do.
We certainly do. See, here's the thing. The picture was me, but fake Davin isn't real. But I've changed!
Idea.
I've changed! How much money should I send?
No, I think you're going to have to go and marry this girl. There's no way.
But I think everybody wins.
But everything she said, well, she'll do this and she'll do that. She's turning, well, so far, verbally, she's just turning the tables on all that.
It's crazy. It's turned crazy. No. Cray cray.
Of course, if I marry you, I want to support you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
If we were to get married, I would want to support you. Okay? I don't know how I would do that in Ghana.
Hey.
Hear me or you can't?
Yeah.
Here's what we'll do, okay?
Okay.
If I move to Ghana... No, you don't want me to move to Ghana. You can't hear me.
Slow.
Shut
up!
To Ghana.
Move on. What's singing behind you?
I know.
Did you hear that? I'll type it, then say it.
Okay.
No, we need to hear the whole thing.
Okay. If I move to Ghana, you support me. If you move to the USA, I support you.
Who is it? Should I have to?
You? What'd you
say?
Should I support you?
Should I chew?
Type and then say.
Should I chew?
Tell the truth.
Well, like
this is all
bad.
This is worse than the game
charade.
Belinda,
okay.
You listening?
Yep.
I can't understand.
Did you hear?
I can't understand you.
You can't hear me.
I can't hear you, but I don't know what you're saying. Type it and then say.
I can't tell if that was background voice or somebody talking to her, mm-hmm. but I heard that man's voice again.
What was she?
I'll go through the transcript when we're done.
Okay. Sorry.
Come to Ghana and support you. What am I going to do in Ghana? Can I write legal pain for the Ghanaians?
No.
No, I should not do that.
No.
Okay, I won't do that. I don't think there's a lot of work for comics.
You
have
to
come here. By the way, I love that movie. What's that? I'd love to.
Right. Yeah, it's just like it sounds like cycling.
She's being fed lines again.
Why do you say that?
Because you could hear him in the background.
Joe, you're absolutely correct, which is why I left that. But I will tell you, I did not realize. At least I don't think I realized at the time she was being fed lines.
Right now, all right now, stop right there. You can go. She's being fed lines again. But the lines being fed is they want him to come to Ghana. What the hell is their end game?
Yeah.
I never thought of it like that.
But what's the end game? That's their end game.
More games.
People enjoy my company.
More games saying,
crazy.
But remember the Australian woman who went there to meet her guy and she was robbed and murdered.
But there's no reason.
Ah, you got to go and find out.
You bastard.
And you're going to be number one, Mike?
Man, my plan has been foiled.
It's Joe's joint. It's the curry corner.
Finally.
All right. Now, again, you picked that up. I did not know this until a couple of days ago. I did not hear. You can imagine why I would not hear it.
No, because it's a clusterfuck of an audio.
But Joe brings up a good point.
That's the end game.
All right. So if you go with Joe's thinking.
Oh, my God.
That's the end game.
But if you go with Joe's thinking, it seems like, because it doesn't make sense to kill me at this point.
No, it doesn't.
Because if you want nothing to do with me, just don't talk to me.
But it makes it because, now.
But they want to marry this chick off.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. We haven't got far. You might even know the answer to this.
Let's hope.
After this chat, maybe it's bring money, bring this, bring
Morgan
that.
Says, bring all your cash with you.
Bring all your cash, stuff like that. Like that person that's the end. That's the
first
end game.
Time.
That's the end game.
Well, they were like, remember to bring lots of gold.
But again, gold, if that's the end game. If you just want money, you could have had it.
Right.
You could. It makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
It's got to be more than money. They're marrying this chick off.
No, it's not.
They're going to marry her off to me. Yay!
Will you be a tribal elder?
I hope so. I'm not that old, but in their world I am. I am elderly.
Yes, you are elderly.
They don't live that long?
It's kind of because you could kind of wire the money and they have to wait for it to be wired and this.
Joe, she was
thing.
Getting the money the next day. The divorce was pending. I was going to give her everything she wanted in her world.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah.
But it could it's take you be... for hostage and maybe take you
But nobody
for
wants
race.
Me. I have nobody who wants me. No. My ex-wife doesn't want me. If I'm dead, she gets all the money. No. The only reason to have me go to Ghana and meet this chick,
yeah,
if it's not sincere love, mm-hmm. which if you're right, the guy's feeding her lines.
Feeding her lines.
Yeah.
And again, I did not pick that up. So I went a long time with my head blown by this because I did not pick it up and I did not re-listen to it.
Wow. All right,
it's the same guy feeding her lines, too.
Let's backtrack.
Oh, it is? The same. You're hearing the same
pretty
voice.
Sure it is.
Now, let's backtrack with these people that have gone. The stories of people going to Ghana.
Always works out well.
No. But how much money have these people brought? Just to refresh me.
You got to remember, the woman who went to South Africa, the Australian woman went to South Africa. They were in a relationship. She had made two huge payments to this guy before. She was still feeding him money. Yeah. It makes no sense why they killed her.
No, it doesn't really make sense. Well, Morgan, sell all your assets, bring all your cash with you. We'll take the money and kill you off.
All right, hold on. You're assuming a lot there, Morgan.
Yeah.
Because none of that in any of her conversations has been sell all your assets and bring all your money.
Not yet.
Wait, remember, we also talked. I don't know if we talked. Anyway. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I don't know what we've talked about because, remember, I know a little bit more.
Right.
But.
Joe and I are getting verklempt.
Yeah, right. Ah, funny.
Listen. You picked up on it, which I did not the first
right,
time.
Right, but
definitely different.
It's answered some questions that I kind of had. Why does she want you to come to Ghana? Why does she, why wouldn't you want to come to the States? Why? There's a reason they want you in Ghana.
Well, maybe we'll get the reason.
There's a reason. Maybe we will. And, well, maybe assume that. No, he's feeding her the lines to get of that she wants you to go to Ghana. So basically, that's the scam. They want you to go there. Why?
Many people have asked that when I show up. Why is he here?
I was like, I didn't get it for a second.
All right.
I'm like,
let's go.
But, you know, the setup is being said. They're setting the table. They're essentially, we were a little confused. We didn't know why. Essentially, they just set the table.
All right. Let's go on. It's getting late in the show. As usual, we're going to run long.
Yeah.
Notice how he just took a line and then she just spoke after
that.
But your fans are here. I know that. Thank you for showing me what your hands look like. No?
Does it seem to you like he is feeding her the lines and she's saying them right after? Because that's what we were just speculating. Is he saying
it does
something?
Now. it did at the time.
And also, and I'm grabbing at straws here, do you think the audio, and I know
about in the cafe was like, so distorted?
Distorted. Yeah. They're keeping it that way to keep it vague. And he could feed the lines.
It's possible. Again, I didn't re-listen to this till a couple of days ago.
Yeah,
I didn't pick up these things. You know, you listen to it now. You're clearly, I'm looking at her. Why didn't I pick this up? I'm just thinking it's communication problems.
You're hearing mumble, mumble, mumble.
Yeah,
mumble,
but now
mumble,
it's a lot clearer.
Mumble, mumble,
you can
mumble.
Hear what he's saying now, and she's repeating it.
You can see that whole setup.
Can't clearly.
The whole setup
hear.
Is displayed right there.
Well, Morgan's saying, does he think that he would hold you hostage for the U.S. to send and pay money for you? Would you be kidnapped if you went there?
I mean, it's possible. I haven't heard of any stories like that. I guess it's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, the world does need a porn writer of my ability.
And they're willing to pay big bucks to get
exactly.
you back.
The smut don't get written without me.
Wait, how much you got in your wallet right now, Joe? You got
about what I'm worth?
Yeah. You got like $12 maybe?
We 25 cents.
Right. Joe got paid today.
We can put a couple bucks together.
Now I
got to
squander
back.
And I'll get you out of Ghana. All right.
All right. Shall we go on?
Yes, yeah.
I think this is pretty fascinating.
It is.
I told you people.
I'm having trouble hearing. I would love to be able to hear clearly what they're saying, but
that
of course,
could be part of the trick.
It
you know
is.
What? If I can do that for you guys at another and crank it. But
yeah.
If I crank it now, it's
no,
going
to
you're
going to
blow
this.
The levels
no,
on
no,
the
yeah,
board.
Yeah, I can't do that. But yeah, I cranked it, and you know.
Come visit me, rich American. Visit my family. We will keep you in the basement locked up until.
It sounds very crass when you say it.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me? Belinda will type and say it, and then you can just speak it.
Okay.
Are you left nervous?
Yes.
It sounds like they're working on the, like putting in the train rail.
I know, but if let's say you could go, well, it's a loud place they're in. But how come if she's right next to the computer, her voice is lower, but the background sound is louder? Wouldn't the audio be a little bit better?
I've been told that in these cafes, it's very common for the music to be blaring.
Yeah
but even the blaring, couldn't you hear her?
Well, she's got a low voice and the speakers are blasting. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe yeah, it's not that part of the
Listen, at least we can hear her this week.
Yeah, I know.
Can hear everybody this week.
Yeah, can hear everybody.
The whole damn gang's here today.
Well, you know what, Joe? You bring up a good point. They think they're so damn smart.
Yeah.
They think they're so damn smooth and that I'm so damn dumb.
Right.
Because
right.
They're ballsy.
They're used to that, but yeah. They don't have a clue. Maybe they do have a clue, but they're used to lonely people, desperate people, clinging for companionship, clinging for a better thing that are hanging on, and this is their chance for happiness and stuff like that, where they could pull this stuff. They're not used to having a show that's critiquing everything they're doing.
Right.
That is stone cold sober and onto them and is critiquing every
Let
little
me ask
thing
you a
they're doing.
Yeah.
Do I got to put this guy's picture on the website now? I mean, like as like a fourth mic?
Israel? Yeah.
No, because he can't run the audio better than we can.
About the same level.
Yeah, he's not really bringing anything to the table.
You know what, Joe? I'll send him the post production. I'll see. I'll try his luck at it.
Yeah. Unless he's running tech now.
All right. Is this how you thought it might go?
I just want to bring up another point. Chat with somebody, right?
Yeah.
And it is noisy. Wouldn't you make the attempt? It's a laptop. Wouldn't you make?
Well, they're not on a laptop.
Oh, not a laptop.
No, they're on a PC in a cafe.
A PC, okay. Because I would figure you would try to make an attempt to bring it to a more quiet area.
Yeah.
No, it's no. Just be patient.
All right.
Mr. Jump the Gun.
Sorry.
No. By the way, I hated it while it was actually happening.
Oh, it's enough to drive you nuts. What are they banging? What the hell?
All right, listen.
The factory?
I know this is terrible audio for the radio, but there are nuggets now in here. That,
okay.
It sounds like they're banging on them.
Jungle gold. Jungle gold. How did you think it would go? Yes. Okay. You want? Okay. Want me to be an old Filipino man? Remember, I told her I was a 73-year-old Filipino man. I told
yes.
her I wasn't who I said I was.
Yes.
Cool. I'm a professional. Tell Israel to get his head out of the way. Did you hear that before Joe stepped all over it?
Sorry.
Tell Israel
to
get
his
head out
of the way.
So he's in the video now.
He is now.
Oh.
Yeah, three scammers. Right, two scammers. Oh, two scammers.
Two scammers.
All right. Before we move on, just one thing. Now it is another dynamic. If he's feeding her lines to lure him in, why the hell is he sticking his mug in the camera?
Yeah.
Well, remember, I told him, I remember last time I asked, the last time we spoke, are you typing or is Ishmael typing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember I raised that question when Joe's like, oh, you got them all sucked in. I'm like, you believe him. I'm like, oh, I'm
just when you
the
think
question.
Here's the interesting thing about this whole segment, just when you think they got him, they pull a fast one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fascinating. All right.
That's. I don't bring you ordinary scammers.
All right.
No.
Lead on, Macbeth.
Now, what are you laughing at?
I'll tell you if you listen.
He
blocked my view of his cousin.
Her breast is in.
He hates me?
No. He likes me so much.
He likes you so much. Hold on. Who does he like so much? Who does he like so much? Ay, ay, ay. Who? Me? You need to talk into this. You need to. Shit. You like me?
Yay!
Boy, all about it.
I am winning over the whole family. Next time we bring Granny. What? Hey, you think everybody is too old? Am too old.
Talking really slow.
No, you don't think that anymore?
But you just seem like happy.
Okay, I am longer too old.
We get a car
one? Oh. It's with your aim.
What? It's the number, but not me. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the number, but not me. So I'm a young 38.
No,
I am young 38?
Yeah,
I'm young 38. Oh, okay. Young 38. You, Father Time. Do I look old? No. Are you just saying that?
I'm serious.
You're serious.
Yes.
Are you trying to seduce me?
No.
No?
Why not?
Why not? Do I think you're trying to seduce me? No. Well, boo to you, Buzzkill.
Okay, let me ask you. Tell me about life.
Tell you about life?
What's life?
What it's like to drive?
Yeah.
It's fun. It gives a lot of freedom.
Thank you.
You can't hear?
Another car.
Thank you.
It is fun to drive. It gives me and people you can't hear. All right. I'll type and then say. Type and say. Freedom. But was in better shape. It gives me a lot of freedom, so I'm in better shape when I walked everywhere.
Okay.
Would you like me to teach you to drive?
Yeah.
Okay. I will. If not, we will get you a yak. A yak. Do you want the yak?
It'll take me a year.
It'll take you a year?
No, I want a year.
I'm entertaining the two out of these knuckleheads.
Oh,
they're laughing, having a good time, high-fiving.
They are high-fiving?
No, I don't know. Oh, no.
What kind of a nut house is she calling?
I love that they're honk, hee-hee, bang, 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 bang.
Just another day in Ghana.
Oh, my God.
And we
no
continue.
Wonder she, why would she want to take you to that hellhole? You'll be deaf in a moment, and then they can scam you.
You'll be deaf in a moment.
Yes.
That is a girl. Good girl. Good
thank
girl.
You, thank you.
I don't like you.
You don't know yet. That's so awesome. No, you're okay.
Okay.
How about a hippo? Like a hippo? No. So I have to go to your car. Okay. Okay. Are there a lot of cars? Do a lot of your friends have cars? Do a lot of your friends jealous? You are. I want to.
Of course you can't hear that.
Okay.
Who gave I'm going to repeat that because we're not going to have time to go over the transcript.
Yeah.
What I'm asking is tell me how you met the girl who gave you the pictures of the model. Because remember how she got, so like a friend gave her the pictures of Julie Love?
Yes.
That's my serious question.
Oh.
That's what I just asked her. Because we're not going to be able to do anything after this. So I just want to get through this.
Yeah.
Ishmael reading this. Why is Ishmael reading this? Now he pokes his head over. I'm asking why Ishmael is reading this.
Yeah.
I will give him ice cream money. I will give him ice cream money.
Now, when I also heard her say a friend. Is that what she said?
She's repeating the question. My question was, tell me how you met the girl who gave you the pictures of the model. And she's repeating that.
And she said a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
And here, talking to this. I have to get home now, she says.
Yeah, my time is up.
Your time is up. How?
A friend.
She answered the question through a friend.
Okay.
That's how she got it.
Who's the friend?
Ben? There is. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
There is something I need to talk to you about. when you have time. Okay. I will type it. I need to talk to you about when you have time. It has bothered me for a bit.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. I guess I have to let you go.
Yeah.
Do you want to do this again?
Yeah.
I love you, Belinda.
I'm walking down here to my room. I'm going to tell you to walk in.
No. I heard you say something about coming back to the cafe. I heard you say something about coming back to the cafe. I can't hear you, love. There you go. Oh, you are hoping to get a laptop? You're hoping to get a laptop? Wow. How?
How?
Me? To talk to me. You want me to get you one? I couldn't hear that. Type it. And she says, send me the money so I can buy one.
You know she doesn't.
She typed it.
Oh.
You want me to send you the money? Yeah. Isn't that how this all started? No? This is different? This is different, I guess? Is this different? Know right now all of my credit cards are frozen, right?
Yes.
What shall we do? What? You don't know? You did not know? Are you disappointed?
No.
Very poorly. I'm just going to read it real quick. I said, listen, right now I'm living very poorly. I screwed myself when I left for Aruba. said, I ask her if she's mad at me. She says, no. I go, okay, let's talk again. I do need to discuss something with you. So we said bye. The call ends. Now, normally, because there was more conversation after that that we had, that not on the video chat.
But, like, on a laptop.
Yeah.
On a computer.
We were
not on a laptop.
Yeah. We were talking to each other. We are not going to get to that tonight.
Right.
Very quickly. Joe, your thoughts very, very quickly because we got to get out of here.
It's adding another dynamic to it. It's adding they're feeding you lines. They want you in Ghana for some reason. I think they want you for Ghana I see down the road bring a bunch of money, or they're going to take you hostage. But they changed the dynamic of it.
The scam has certainly changed. We are certainly treading on something that has not been reported.
The direction of the scam has changed. Not,
yes.
not that there was any case that there was not a scam, but the direction of it has changed.
Well, maybe she wants me to go to Malmart and get her that laptop.
I'm not so worried about us being in trouble with her being a nice girl and we're screwing her over anymore.
Okay. And I start picking up on that too.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay, you're not.
Yeah.
Most of those guys kind of rough with the car horns. And
I like that you said, and you need a laptop. Okay.
All right. Like I said, we're going to have to stop in the middle of February 21st when we continue.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's obviously more.
And we'll
do February 22nd because obviously a lot has gone on.
Yeah.
And I need to talk to her about this. I think, though, I did live up to the promise that I said on Facebook and Twitter that we would have a new twist.
Yes.
I think we've established some things with Mavis tonight. And I think we've established some things with Belinda tonight. I think we've made it an even more compelling story.
I think it was, yeah, totally twisty. Like it.
Joe?
I think on the Mavis end, I think it's a key to bring Dick El Dorado back in.
Who wouldn't want to?
Right?
Yes.
And on the Belinda end, I believe it's a ploy to bring you in.
All
right. Buttering you up with the whole laptop thing, you know, you're getting closer. There's love and this, that, and the other thing. Buttering you up. Now starting to move in. Yeah, would you like a laptop?
Yeah, now
like
moving
a laptop.
In for the money.
Why don't you come in? The relationship, maybe they're allowing the relationship to develop.
Anybody want to make wagers on whether I sent a laptop or not?
God only knows. But, you know, it's like, you know, back to what you were saying. Joe, they could have had the money.
Yeah.
They want the money and more.
Yeah.
Listen, I am more than money. All right.
That's crazy. But anyway.
Let's thank some people that made this popular. We have to get out of here very, very quickly.
Yes.
This show has gone long, so on iHeart, it'll be in two places. It'll have to be in two parts. All right. Success Martial Arts. They are great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. My daughter has had both. They're both great. She gets a private lesson sometimes when she misses some of the classes during the week, and it helps really hammer home the lessons they're teaching.
Good.
Also, school's going back in session, so they're great for after-school programs and everything, so you definitely want to check them out for that. All you got to do is call them up at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at smacenters.com. And again, this is Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. They have re-upped with us yet again. Thank you, Success Martial Arts.
Thank you so much.
For your continued support. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. They'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com. And we go, of course, don't forget to ask about their next comedy night. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagels of New York City to Orange County. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagel and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. Goldberg's is not only known for high-quality food, but extremely generous portions. That's why I needed to lose weight. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for you when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg delivers every time. They are open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. They never sleep. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or fan of Davin's End, you get 10% off. Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria. Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria, located in the ShopRite Plaza in Warwick, New York, offers the best pizza and Italian food in the lower Hudson Valley. All of their food is made with freshest ingredients by hand. Luca Trattoria is the place to go, whether you want to slice or have them cater your next special event. Give them a call at 845-986-2002. Or find out about their weekly gourmet specials on their website, lucapizzawarwick.com. Make sure you mention Davin's Den for a free fountain soda to go. And don't forget to join the Luca's VIP mobile club. Just text the words Luca Pizza 72727, and you'll receive special offers and discounts that even be included in special prize drawings. And all this goes right to your phone. Pip, briefly, where can people hear us?
Live Tuesdays, they can hear us on hawkradio.net, WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, cyannetradio.com. TalkSuperStation.com, MacDaddyRadio.com. Now we're available on iHeartRadio.com. You can download previous shows on DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, PodAlmighty.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, and iHeartRadio. Joe?
Gary Edelman's show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers, and the entertainment industry today. Check out our show live Monday evenings at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. Listen live or check out past shows. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Gary Edelman. The Watson and Watson Show. The Watson and Watson Show is born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or an Italian family turns, discussing passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can still have basically the whole family listen to, tune in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard on WatsonandWatson.com.
Listen, guys. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. I know there was a lot of tough audio to get through, but I thought it was worth getting through.
Getting to the end.
Yeah, there were certainly some nuggets in there. We are not going to do plugs tonight because we are way over time, but I do want to tell
you. We're
not
anywhere anyway.
Works out well for you. Do want to tell you, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way. Just
nighty night.
Keep on listening. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Good night.
Let me hit the music. The wife's coming downstairs, so it must be the end. It's the end of the show, as you know it. It's the end. Where's the stupid music?
He's saying hurry up, and he can't get out.
I can't get out. I'm trapped like a Venus flytrap.
Spock.
Here we go. There we go. Now it's officially over.
It's not over until the damn thing plays.